AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama will speak to the nation Sunday night at 8 o'clock Eastern about the changing face of terrorism and how he plans to keep America safe.
Aides say the president will provide an update on the investigation into the shooting at the San Bernardino County Health Department, which the FBI is investigating as a terrorist attack. Officials have said there are signs the couple that carried out the shooting may have been radicalized, but details are still being sought as to how and when. Meantime, we're told Obama plans to discuss the broader threat the U.S. now faces from the Islamic State group and others, and his conviction that America will destroy this organization and must do so without sacrificing its values. Mark Smith, Washington.
Speaking at an Islamic center Saturday in Rancho Cucamonga, California, Democratic Congressman Pete Aguilar said the Islamic community must promote peace in the wake of last week's massacre of 14 office workers at a social services center in his district.
We know that there will be continued discussions and rhetoric of Islamophobia moving forward, and I will stand against that, and I will stand against that hate, and we need to continue to promote tolerance within our community, but it's going to take more than one voice.
A huge explosion this morning in Yemen has killed the governor of Aden and six of his bodyguards. It's not known if a local affiliate of Al-Qaeda was involved. A plane carrying actor Morgan Freeman and his pilot blew a tire while taking off before dark on Saturday from an airport in Tunica, Mississippi. It had to make an emergency landing. Freeman says he and his pilot weren't hurt, but he says they can't say the same for his light business jet, which ran off the runway. This is AP Radio News. Stanford won the Pac-12 championship Saturday by holding off Southern California.
Christian McCaffrey set the NCAA record for all-purpose yards in a season as the Cardinal beat USC 41-22 in the Pac-12 championship game. McCaffrey finished with a school record 461 yards, 207 rushing, 105 receiving, 120 on kick returns, and 29 yards on punt returns. McCaffrey and quarterback Kevin Hogan each caught a touchdown pass, rushed, and threw for a score. USC briefly led 16-13 in the third quarter. The Trojans won five of their final seven games to close out the season. Ryan Leong, Santa Clara.
Number one, Clemson remains unbeaten after beating North Carolina 45-37 to walk away with the ACC title. Second-ranked Alabama stunned Florida 29-15 to win the SEC championship. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.